Surprise. Welcome home. What do you mean, what am I doing here? And not even a hello? Sheesh. Talk about bad manners. I did not break in. Technically, you left the door unlocked, so I figured I'd swing by and see what you were up to. Then you spent the whole day wherever you were. Working? Are you one of those essential workers now? Okay, I can explain. Jeez. The news was saying that we've been in lockdown for long enough that we can start expanding our circles again. You know, like visiting another household or something. So some people are staying with their grandparents and other people with their friends, right? And I knew that I was at my place all by myself. So I figured you would probably be all alone over at your place too. Which, you are. I looked around while you were out, and it didn't look like anyone else has been through here in a while. It wasn't snooping. It was just me making sure that you weren't getting too lonely out here. You haven't seen me ever since I went off to college on that athletic scholarship, remember? You used to come over to my house every single day after school. Mom always teased me about it. Ooh, honey, I think your little friend has a crush on you. Stuff like that. Can you believe her? Crazy, right? But, you know, I couldn't get that thought out of my head. Of you being all by yourself out here, I mean. And I was just gonna keep you company so I could make sure you were all right. Well, duh, I'd feel guilty if I didn't at least come and check on you. I don't want to be stuck at home wondering if my boyfriend is... Best friend. I said best friend. Boyfriend? No, I wouldn't say something so stupid. Not that you're like, you know, not boyfriend material to someone who isn't me, unless, you wanted me to be. God, I'm sorry, I'm not very good at this. Maybe I should just tell you. Can I kiss you? Even your lips taste good. Hug me a little tighter, okay? I'm sorry I never told you how I felt when we were younger. I knew you felt the same way about me, but I never had the guts to actually say anything. Which is kind of funny, right? I figured you only liked me because I was brave. And, noisy. I was worried that, this is gonna sound so dumb, that you wouldn't actually be attracted to me, like, physically. I never asked you what your type of woman was, you know? So I was worried that a girl with muscles would be a turnoff for you. But now that you're actually holding me like this, and, getting hard against my belly, I guess that's not really a question anymore. It's alright. I worked hard to get these abs, you know. I don't mind if they make you feel good. Come on, I'm not that good with the dirty talk, okay? As if I've got experience or something. I didn't have any boyfriends while I was at college, you know. I waited for you. And you, waited for me too, which was nice. Whatever. It's not like you've got any ground to stand on here either. Go on then. If you're so much better at this than I am, why don't you try and talk me through it, tough guy? Let me hear what you want to do with me. Holy shit. Okay. Oh, wow. I've been waiting for a long time to hear you say that. Well, I mean, I was hoping I love you would come first, but that was definitely on the list. In that case, I can't have proper sex with you. I mean, I just don't know if I'm ready, is all. Besides, I looked in your bedroom while you were out. You've got, like, zero condoms anywhere. And I don't have any on me, either. Look, I'm glad you don't want to pressure me, but I do want to fuck you. I just don't want to risk becoming a mom, either. So, maybe we can meet somewhere in the middle? Well, you said you liked my body, right? The way that I look. Even I know that there's a bunch of different parts on the body that you could use instead of having sex the normal way. It's called, like, outer course. Don't laugh, dumbass. That's the name for it. Or something close to that. God. Look, it's just, all you gotta do is, like, pick a body part, right? Any of them, more or less. You could technically do it anywhere, but there are some places that might be easier to work around than others. Like, my ass. Okay. I mean, sure. Just, you know, don't try and do anything stupid while you're down there. If I feel you trying to stick your dick in my butt, I will actually fucking kill you, okay? Here, let me just get on my belly. Give me a blanket. I don't want to go on your bare floor. That's it, I guess. You should be able to see it pretty well from there. It probably looks a little smaller than normal because of the compression shorts, but you can just move them out of the way. I'm not wearing any underwear today either. I was kind of hoping that you'd want to do something like this with me, actually. There's massage oil in my bag. That should help everything, you know, move a bit easier. Did you find it? It's just under the... Fuck. Holy shit, dude. Was that... Is that your tongue? God. Fuck. You didn't tell me you were gonna start eating my ass, you moron. God, I didn't expect you to... No, don't stop. Oh my God, do not fucking stop. It's weird, but it feels fucking good. Holy shit. I did not think you were into that. I should have known. Back when we were younger, when I was... After we graduated, and I came out of the shower at track, and you... Fuck. You whipped my butt with the towel. I remember you were laughing, and you said... Yeah, like that. You said you thought the towel was gonna explode, like my ass was gonna destroy it or something. You fucking dork. Hold on. Just, slow down. Don't do it more than that. I can't can't let you make me come from my ass on the first date. If, you know, you want to call this a date. That's good. Thank you. Listen, you've got that oil on you, right? Because you've got me really fucking fired up over here. And I want to make you feel good, too. I don't want you to just spoil me when I'm the one who started this, okay? Just pop the lid on it and pour some in your hands. Warm it up a bit, and then you can spread it around. And try to be gentle, okay? Oh, shit. Okay, wow. You've got really strong hands. The fuck? That actually feels kind of nice. And not even in, like, a hot way. Well, I mean, it is hot, but... yeah. Really kneading my ass, huh? Yeah, I'm fine. I can take it. I spent years training these glutes. Doing squats, stair climbing, bridges and stuff. You watched me train before, right? I wonder what it was like for you back then. You were probably staring at my butt while I was working out. Just watching my ass move and tense up and soften with every rep. You must have been ready to tear through your shorts last summer. See? Maybe I'm not so bad with the dirty talk after all. That's probably enough oil now. You can put your cock between my butt if you want. Oh, wow, you really are hard, huh? Good. That means I've got something to look forward to after our date. After you've bought some condoms. Okay. I'm ready. Just try and thrust it, up, not in. No butthole poking. I will turn around and throttle you. Oh, shit, dude. Fuck. Feels really big back there. And stiff. God. Here, just start moving your hips, and I'll push my ass back into you. Okay? Fuck. Oh, you're throbbing. This must feel pretty good for you, huh? I'm just gonna touch myself while you do that. While you fuck my ass. Literally. There. I can work my fingers around my pussy. And you get to have all the tomboy butt your dick can handle. That's pretty fair, right? Come on. Don't be too soft with me. I can take it. Grab my hips. Come on. Come on. Just pull me into your cock like you're fucking me for real. Oh, my fucking God. Like that. Oh, holy shit. You're a fucking animal. An ass-loving animal. Fuck. Oh, I'm so fucking turned on for you, dude. I can't stop playing with myself. God damn. Oh, come on. More. Fucking spank me or something. I want you to just play with... Fuck. harder. Yeah. Are you gonna come? Fuck. Me too. Keep fucking slamming into me. Oh, God. Fuck. Yeah. Yeah. Like that. I'm gonna... holy shit. You're gonna make me fucking come with you. I'm coming. You gotta come with me. Just fucking come. Please. Fucking... Oh, fuck. Give me all of it. Cover my ass with your cum. Oh, fuck. Yeah. You're fucking amazing, dude. Oh, my God. Does this make it official now between us? I mean, like, are we a couple now? Or you'd like us to be? Come on, dude. You're gonna make me tear up over here. Don't be so goddamn sweet for like 1 second, okay? I mean, thanks. I'm glad that I could be here with you as all like this. I didn't think we'd ever do it. But I can't really lay on your floor here forever. It's gonna be a mess if you make me stand up while I've got cum on my back. So can you go get your new girlfriend a towel or something?